ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، the time is again short between Maghrib and Isha, since they have made the Isha earlier, so we have to benefit, inshallah, of every minute we have to be able to cover some of this material in a reasonable or a reasonable amount of this material about manhaj. And we continue with our discussion from this book, Basail Zawi al-Sharaf bi Sharh Marwiyat Manhaj al-Salaf by Salim Hilali. So it's a book in which he brings together a number of the narrations of the Salaf regarding the manhaj of the Salaf, and he divides them into different groups or different titles, different subjects. I think a total of 9 different subjects, as we discussed last time. So now we are still under the first or introductory chapter to the book, which is the chapter about the man hum as-salaf as-salih, defining who are the salaf as-salih, who are the salaf as-salih. So we got to in discussion to the statement by Al-Qalshani, السلف الصالح هم الصدر الأول الراسخون في العلم المهتدون بهدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحافظون لسنته اختارهم الله تعالى لصحبة نبيه وانتخذهم لإقامة دينه ورضيهم أئمة الأمة وجاهدوا في سبيل الله حق جهاده وأفرغوا في نصح الأمة ونفعها وبذلوا في مرضات الله أنفسهم. Which means السلف الصالح, the righteous salaf, are the first group of Muslims, that is, who are firm in knowledge and who are guided by the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ, who safeguard his sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected them to accompany his Prophet and to establish his deen, and he accepted them as imams, as guides for the ummah. They strove for the cause of Allah in the best manner, and they tried their best to advise the ummah and benefit it. And they, for the sake of pleasing Allah, they gave away or they put at stake themselves, their whole being, their whole, everything they possess. وقد أثنى الله عليهم في كتابه بقوله محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء الكفار رحمه بينهم عليه السلام. Which means Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, and those with him are tough against the disbelievers and merciful between or among themselves. So here those who are with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم are the first of the Salaf, and as we said last in the last meeting, that when we say the Salaf, we mean the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That's the Salaf, the Sahaba, and then anyone who follows them in a good way, he is part of them, but they are the first to whom the description of Salaf applies. And here Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those with him, who are the ones with him, the Sahaba. So this is, they are praised by Allah, as you hear in this ayah, and also salam alaykum. Allah says, الفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. Which means the charities or the spoils of the battle are for the poor muhajirin, the poor of the Muhajirin, those who made Hijrah, the ones who were driven out of their wealth, of their residence or dwellings, and their wealth, seeking by that a favor from Allah Azza wa Jal and pleasure from Him, and giving victory or support to Allah and His Messenger. So they only left, they gave up everything. They left from their houses and their dwellings in Mecca just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's, therefore, they are among those who deserve the sadaqat, the charities that result from the spoils of the battles when the Muslims fight against the disbelievers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. So Allah praises them as those are the truthful ones. So this is a praise from Allah that they are truthful, truthful ones. What is the following ayah after that? وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ ذَلِهِ. Allah praises Al-Ansar. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يَحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those who have been given the houses, the dwellings, and who were granted the iman, the houses before them, which means in Medina, the Ansar, yani, those who have, to whom belong the houses in Al-Madinah, the properties, and they have given the iman. يحبون من هاجر إليهم. They love those who migrated to them, and they do not find in their hearts any care in their chests about what they were given. So they are not too concerned about their possessions. They are willing to share them with the muhajirin, and they prefer others over themselves, even if they are in a hard or difficult situation financially. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ. And whoever is protected from the stinginess of his self, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those are the successful ones. So Allah praises both Al-Muhajirin and Al-Ansar in these two successive ayat. And then He says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يقولون ربنا والذين جاءوا بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. And those who came after them, who come after them, after the Sahaba, they say, O our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in Iman, and do not let there be in our hearts any hatred towards the believers. You are merciful and kind. Ra'ufur Rahim, kind and merciful. So here Allah Azza wa Jalla describes three types of people, the Muhajirin and the Ansar, in the three ayats of Surah Al-Hashr. The first mentions that describes the Muhajirin and praises them. The second mentions the Ansar and praises them. And both of them are Sahaba. So they are the Salaf. And then those who come after them and love their way and make supplication sincere, supplication for them, those are the followers of the Salaf, and they can be attended to them by their true followership of the Salaf radiallahu anhu. So I don't know why he did not mention the second ayah, because it is relevant. And then he meant to mention it, but somehow, because in the commentary he refers to it. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ. وَذَكَرَ تَعَالَى فِيهَا الْمُهَاجِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ ثُمَّ مَدَحَهُمْ مَدَحَ أَتْبَاعَهُمْ أَتْبَاعَهُمْ أَوْ إِتِّبَاعَهُمْ. So Allah mentions here the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and praises their followers or following them. وَرَضِيَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. And is pleased with that if it is done by those when it is done by those who came after them, who come after them. وتوعد بالعذاب من خالف سبيلهم واتبع غير سبيلهم من خالفهم واتبع غير سبيلهم. And he also warns that he will punish those who take away, who deviate from their way and follow a different way. And that is in Surah An-Nisa, for example, where he says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Which means, the one who contends with the messenger, who displeases the messenger, or hurts the messenger after the guidance has been shown to him, and follows a way other than the way of the believers, and the way of the believers means the way of the Sahaba. We give him what he deserves, وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ, and we will burn him in the hellfire, وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا, and this is indeed the worst of abodes. It's a little hot, maybe we should turn one of these fans, one or two of these fans, how about that? Yeah, maybe these two, inshallah. قرر أهل الكلام قديمهم وحديثهم بهذا الاصطلاح. And the people of Kalam, he's saying, the people of arguments among the Muslims, past and present, have acceded to this understanding, have adopted or accepted this function. Same way, the one under it. Yeah, just click it. When it clicks, it is the highest. Otherwise, it'd be lower. Yeah. Jazakallah. So, he says, the people of Kalam, the people of arguments, the people who argue in regard to the faith, the people who follow the philosophy, the Greek philosophy in establishing the Aqidah, even those, he's saying, whether old or present, have accepted this اصطلاح, this definition or this understanding about who are the Salaf. قال الغزالي معرفا كلمة السلف. So for instance, الغزالي, and you know who is الغزالي probably, one who wrote إحياء علوم الدين, he describes or defined the word السلف. He said, أعني مذهب الصحابة والتابعين. I mean by that the methodology or the way of the Sahaba and their followers, والتابعين. This is in إلجام العوام في علم الكلام. This is mentioned there. And then البيجوري said, another one of the people of كلام, المراد بمن سلف من تقدم من الأنبياء والصحابة وتابعينهم. What is meant by those who are سلف, which means who preceded, is the ones who came before from the prophets and the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and their followers. And you know, you can include the other prophets, but the only thing is that the other prophets, their Sharia and their teachings have not gotten to us in an intact way so that we can follow them and abide by them. Otherwise, of course, they definitely are better than the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. But you know, you can include them just as a form of honoring them and realizing their position or affirming their position, but doesn't mean that we can, this would have much of a practical outcome, because, as I said, because of the fact that their teachings have largely been lost or changed, altered by the people. He says, Hilali now, وقد تناقل أهل العلم في القرون المفضلة هذا المصطلح الدلالة على منهج الصحابة ومن اتبعهم بإحسان. The people of knowledge in the early good generations have used this definition or this word of salaf to indicate the methodology of the Sahaba and their followers in a good way. So he brings now some examples from the good righteous predecessors. He says, قال البخاري قال راشد بن سعد كان السلف يستحبون الفحولة لأنها أجرى وأجسر. Not sure what this is referring to. He says, Al-Bukhari says that Rashid bin Sa'd said, the Salaf used to love Al-Fuhula. So Al-Bukhari, we counted him now as being of the Salaf because he's so close to the early generations of the Sahaba and Tabi'een. But in his time, there were people before him who were even closer. So somebody that he heard from and he learned from called Rashid bin Sa'd says that the Salaf, and he's referring to the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, used to love Al-Fuhula لأنها أجرى وأجسر, because it is أجرى, it runs better and shows more courage. Now what is Fuhula? I'm not sure exactly what they mean by this word here in this context, because Fahl could mean the male of any animal, like you say in English stud, right? So it could mean stud, and it could mean also the act of being manly. So probably he is referring to this in this context, that they love being manly or exhibiting manliness, because that shows more ability to run in the affairs of conducting things, and ajsar, and shows more courage. So probably that's what he's referring. But this statement, the regardless of which context it came in, and this is, we can refer to it in Fath al-Bari, volume 6, number 66, it is definitely in reference to a certain hadith that he is explaining, that Al-Hafiz bin Hajar is explaining, and he's bringing some other statements from Bukhari in this regard. So Allahu A'lam what this was referring to, probably what I just mentioned. Al-Hafiz bin Hajar, on the other hand, explained the word as-salaf, أي من الصحابة ومن بعدهم, which means of the Sahaba and those who came after them. قلت المراد الصحابة رضي الله عنهم لأن راشد بن سعد تابعي. He said, Lilani, he's saying, what I see is that as-salaf means specifically the Sahaba, because Rashid bin Sa'd was a tabi, was a student of the Sahaba, and he said the Salaf used to like the fuhula, the manliness or something like that. So if a tabi is saying that, whom would he be referring to other than the Sahaba, just the generation before him? So when the tabi'in say that, they mean the Sahaba, and then those who after them would mean the Sahaba, and who else? No, those who are on their way, who are on their guidance, whether tabi'in or anyone else. فالسلف عنده هم الصحابة لا ريب. So according to him, to Rashid bin Sa'd, السلف are the Sahaba without doubt. قال البخاري. البخاري also said, this is his second statement. باب من كان ما كان السلف يدخرون في بيوتهم وأسفارهم من الطعام واللحم وغيره. The chapter about what the Salaf used to save in their houses and for their travels of food and meat and other things. So he says, Hilali al-Murad al-Sahaba radiallahu anhum wa man ba'dahum. This means al-Sahaba radiallahu anhum and those who are after them, who came after them. Al-Bukhari said, قال البخاري وقال الزهري في عظام الموتى نحو الفيل وغيره أدركت ناسا من سلف العلماء يمتشطون بها ويدهنون فيها ولا يرون بأسا. He says that Al-Bukhari is saying that Al-Zuhri said in regard to the bones of dead animals like elephants, he says, I have met some people of the Salaf, of the Ulama, of the Ummah, using them for to make combs with them and to rub their hair or their body with them, which means whatever oil can be produced out of them, and they did not find anything wrong with that. So he's showing that it's permissible to use if an elephant died, then it's permissible to benefit from its bones. That's what he's saying, because he has met some of the Salaf who used to do that. Now, who is that? Az-Zuhri. Az-Zuhri is a tabi'i. And when he's talking about the Salaf that he met and they have done that, whom he means by the Salaf, those before the Salaf, those who preceded, he means the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So, what is meant is the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, because Az-Zuhri is a tabi'i. And Muslim, rahimullah, recorded from by way of Muhammad bin Abdullah, he said, سمعت علي بن شقيق يقول سمعت عبد الله بن المبارك يقول على رؤوس الناس دعوا حديث عمرو بن ثابت فإنه كان يسب السلف. This Muhammad عبد الله said, I heard علي بن شقيق say, I heard عبد الله بن المبارك say, ala ru'us nas, this is an Arabic expression, it says, literally it means over or on the heads of people, which means, what it means really is that, to large numbers of people, addressing large groups of people, so very publicly, in other words. So he publicly used to say, da'wa haditha Amr ibn Thabit, leave the hadith of Amr ibn Thabit, do not take any of his hadith, because he used to curse the Salaf. He used to curse the Salaf. And this is Abdullah Mubarak, one of the great ulama of the Salaf, of the Tabi'i Tabi'in. He means by that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Qal al-Awza'i radiallahu anhu, and he is also of the same level almost as Abdullah Mubarak. He said, اصبر نفسك على السنة وقف حيث وقف القوم وقل بما قالوا وكف عما كفوا عنه واسلك سبيل سلفك الصالح فإنه يسعك ما وسعهم. He said, اصبر نفسك على السنة, which means stay steadfast, make yourself remain steadfast upon the Sunnah, and stand where the people have stood. And this could mean two things, standing from sitting. Stand means you are sitting and you stood up, and therefore it means that you stand where standing firm is required and do not move from your place, so stay, remain firm. Or else it could mean stop, stand, qif, also in Arabic means stop. So in English maybe somewhat it could mean that also, but not fully. It could mean stop where they stop, which means do not go beyond what they taught and think that you can, there's benefit in that. Stop where they stop. So it could mean stand where they stood or stop where they stopped. And say similar to what they said. This is similar to the second meaning I mentioned of that word. Drop whatever they dropped. Stay away from whatever they stayed away from. وَاسْلُكْ سَبِيلَ سَلَفِكَ الصَّالِحِ, and follow the way of your righteous Salaf, righteous predecessors. فَإِنَّهُ يَسَعُكَ مَا وَسَعَهُمْ, because it would suffice you what had sufficed them. There are the references for all of these. This is in Al-Ajurri. Al-Ajurri is recorded in Al-Sharia, this statement. The other statement that we said before this, the previous one, the one just before this, is in Sahih Muslim in his introduction. And a while ago I translated a good part of it and was published as sequence of the articles, I believe, many years ago in Huda about the Hadith al-Da'if, the weak Hadith. And we hope that inshallah I'll have chance to bring it out altogether as a small booklet with commentary, because it's very beneficent, the introduction to Sahih Muslim, because it emphasizes the importance of using the authentic hadith and warns against the da'if in a very powerful way. Everything else, all the other four statements that you mentioned from Bukhari and Ibn al-Asqalani are in Fath al-Bari. So what is meant by the Salaf here in the statement of Al-Awza'i is الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم. May Allah be pleased with them. ولذلك فكلمة السلف اكتسبت هذا المعنى الاصطلاحي والذي لا يتجاوزه إلى غيره. Therefore the word Salaf takes this agreed upon meaning that should not be overstepped to any other meaning. So one should realize that when you say Salaf you mean the صحابة رضي الله عنهم. أما من حيث الزمان فهي تستعمل للدلالة على خير القرون وأولاها بالاقتداء والاتباع، وهي القرون الثلاثة الأولى المشهود لهم بالخيرية على لسان خير البرية محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ويدخل القرن الرابع في إحدى روايتين. Which means as for time wise this word is used to indicate the best or to point to the best generations and one who is most worthy of being followed and follow. Actually the two words mean almost follow, that you follow and take them as example, to be followed and taken as example. And they are the first three generations who have the testimony of being the best of generations upon the tongue of the best of the people, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the fourth generation can be added to them according to one of the reports that we mentioned earlier. ولكن التحديد الزمني غير دقيق بحسب مفهوم السلف، حيث نرى كثيرا من الفرق الضالة والبدع قد أطلت برؤوسها في تلك الفترة الزمنية. However, the chronological specification or the time-based specification would not be precise. Why? Because many in regard to explaining who are the Salaf, because we find that many of the deviant parties and the bid'ah started showing up even during those first few generations. ولذلك فوجود الإنسان في ذلك العصر لا يكفي الحكم عليه بأنه على منهج السلف ما لم يكن موافقا للصحابة رضي الله عنهم في فهم الكتاب والسنة. ولذلك يقيد العلماء هذا المصطلح للسلف الصالح. He says because of this, if a person lived during that time era, that would not be sufficient to consider him upon the manhaj of the Salaf, unless he is known to agree with the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم in understanding the book and the Sunnah. And that's why the ulama restrict this mustalah or this word of Salaf al-Salih as we explained. Thus we understand وبهذا يظهر أن مصطلح السلف حين يطلق لا يصرف على السبق الزمني فقط بل إلى أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن تبعهم بإحسان. He says therefore, and this is important, you know, all of this discussion, even though we have heard many good statements by the scholars and so on, which should be remain in the back of our minds so that inshallah we'll have chance to read them again or look them up and so on, but the summary of this whole discussion is that is this يظهر أن مصطلح سلف, the term سلف حين يطلق, when it is used, لا يصرف على السبق الزمني فقط, it is not used to indicate the advancement in time, which means that the people preceded in time. When you say a salaf, even though in language it could mean that, So when you say Salaf, you could mean your father, you could mean your grandfather, you could mean 10 generations ago, or 5 generations ago, or 50 generations ago. But when we use the word Salaf, it can only refer to بَلْ إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَمَا تَجَوَى بِهِ أَسْلَمَ. It can only refer to the Ashab, to the companions of Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ, and anyone who follows them in a good way, in the right way. وعلى هذا الاعتبار استقل مصطلح السلف, استقر مصطلح السلف ويطلق على من حفظ على سلامة العقيدة والمنهج على ما كان عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه قبل الاختلاف والافتراق. This is where the term of السلف stands now, or where it settles the meaning of the سلف. It refers to anyone who, that is after the Sahaba, it refers to anyone who safeguards the purity of the Aqidah and the Manhaj, the way, according to what was to that upon which was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion. Right, and we could include with them those who are on their way in a good way, right, both in Aqidah and Manhaj. أما السلفية فهي نسبة إلى السلف, وهو انتساب محمود إلى منهج سديد وليس ابتداع مذهب جديد. He says, as for the word سلفية, it is a relationship to the سلف. So when you say سلفي, you mean he is related to the سلف. Like you say, for instance, جهمي, he is related to جهم. And you say Mu'tazili, he is related to the Mu'tazila. And you say Sunni, he is related to the Sunnah. You say Shi'i, that's the way it's used in it's related to the Shia. And Jibali means related to the mountain. So and so on. So Salafiyya, so I take my methodology from the mountain. from the mountains who preceded us, from the mountains of knowledge of this Ummah. Inshallah.
Excellent book, by the way.
Mountains of knowledge. Right. As for the Salafiyya, it is a relationship to the Salaf, and this is a good and praiseworthy relationship, because it's a relationship to a straight and firm good methodology, manhaj sadeed. وليس ابتداء مذهب جديد. It is not a bid'ah of fabricating or making up a new madhab, a new methodology. It is something that is following the way of those who preceded us. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله, ولا عيب على من أظهر مذهب السلف وانتسب إليه واعتزى إليه, بل يجب قبوله أو قبول ذلك منه بالاتفاق, فإن مذهب السلف لا يكون إلا حقا. إمام ابن تيمية, الشيخ الإسلام تيمية رحمه الله, said in his, and this is in from مجموع الفتاوى أو الفتاوى volume 4 page 149, there is nothing wrong in for one to declare the madhab of the Salaf, to say that I am upon the manhaj of the Salaf, the madhab of the Salaf. And if he relates himself to it, or attributes himself to it, وَعْتَزَ إِلَيْهِ, relates himself to it, بَلْ يَجِبُ قَبُولُ ذَلِكَ مِنْهُ بِالْتِفَاقِ, rather, this should, by agreement among the scholars, that should be accepted from him, because the madhab of the Salaf cannot be but right. Cannot be but right. So the madhab of the Salaf cannot be but right, but those who follow it, who claim that they are on it, they can be right, they can be wrong. So one has to be up to the what he claims, if he wants to advertise the way or the methodology of the Salaf and say upon I am upon the manhaj of the Salaf, then at least he should be worthy of that. But the manhaj of the Salaf itself, the way of the Salaf, the madhab of the Salaf, all of those are similar terms. It means it is something that is always good. Now whether we are as good as it is, or we try, truly try hard to be on it or not, that's another story. وقد يظن بعض الناس مما يعرفون ولكنهم يحرفون عند ذكر السلفية أنها إطار جديد لجماعة إسلامية جديدة انتزعت نفسها من قلب دائرة الجماعة الإسلامية الواحدة، وهي تتخذ نفسها من معنى هذا العنوان وحدة وحده مفهوما معينا، فتنتزع بقية المسلمين بأحكامها وميولاتها، بل تختلف عنهم حتى بمزاجها النفسي ومقاييسها الأخلاقية. He says some people would think of those who know but alter the truth. They would think when the Salafiyya is mentioned that it is, and now he is quoting, or he is sort of quoting, we don't know, because he didn't make it clear that it's a quotation, but he's giving what some people say about the Salafiyya, that it is a new frame, or it's a new frame for a new jama'ah, Islamic jama'ah, that have taken itself from amidst the great Muslim unity, and they pull themselves and they found a new jama'ah, that's what they say, and it takes for itself from the meaning of this title, which is the Salafiyya, a certain understanding, and therefore it distinguishes itself from the rest of the Muslims in regard to its regulations and its inclinations. Rather, it differs from them, this group, the Salafiyya, they are saying, it differs from them even in its spiritual inclinations and moral standards. So that's what some people say about Salafi, and this is just lies, you know, made up by people like Saeed Ramadan al-Ghouti, Muhammad Ramadan Saeed al-Ghouti, and he has books in which he attacked the Salafiyya, and some of them have been translated to English, and you may be able to find them on the web. One of his books is called As-Salafiyya Marhalatun Zamaniyatun Mubaraka La Madhabun Islami. It says Salafiyya was only a blessed Islamic interval, but of time, that is, but it's not an Islamic madhab. You cannot follow the madhab of the Salaf. It is gone, it's something that is in the past, so you cannot follow it. And this book, he says, this is in the footnote, he says this book in its appearance it has mercy, but in its, when you go deep into it, you find bid'ah and fitna, among which of that is that he tries to indicate that the Salaf have had no knowledge of deriving and taking the true knowledge. They do not have the understanding, in other words, of the Islam. So they are like illiterate people who do not know except very superficial knowledge of the revelation. And that the Salafiyya is a historical interval that is all gone, and it cannot be anymore but some hopes and wishes, and it's nothing beyond that. And he claimed that to call oneself a Salafi is a bid'ah, and this is something that no one have said it before. Rather, the ulama, as you heard, always accepted that. And he therefore turned around from the way of the Salaf to the way of the Khalaf, the later generations, and he says that this is more safe to follow and to protect from the misguidance of the Hawa. And by that he is hiding a historical truth that tells that the ways of the Khalaf are what caused the splitting and the division and the problems in the Muslim Ummah. And the people of knowledge have written refutations of this book. He has like two or three books that attack the Salafi manhaj, and this is only one of them. The other one, which came before and is more famous, it's called بدعة اللامذهبية بدعة العصر or something like that. To not have a madhab, this is the bid'ah of the current time. And this was written many years ago, probably more than 20 years ago. I think it's more than 20 years ago. And then there was a refutation written to it by Sheikh Muhammad Eid Abbasi, one of the senior students of Sheikh Albani, which called bid'ah al-ta'assub al-madhhabi, the bid'ah of blind following a madhab. And this book went out of print. Somebody bought it from me and never returned it to me. But then the Sheikh wrote another book to the three volume after he came out from prison, because he was imprisoned for a long time by the Syrians, about, I forget how many, 10, 15 years, and we thought that he was killed, but finally he came out of prison and he rewrote the book in three small parts. I don't know if any of them was translated to English. Anyways, there is a refutation, and here he's saying, وَقَدْ كَتَبَ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ رُدُودًا عَلَيْهِ وَأَبَانُوا عَنْ جَهْلِهِ وَظُلْمِهِ. The people of knowledge have written refutations against him, against Muhammad Saeed Ramadan Bhuti. And they indicated his ignorance and transgression. And the best among them, he says, is what was written by Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, Hafizahullah, and also what was written by the brother Muhammad Furayz Manfihi in Al-Asala magazine, 13, 14, 15, 16. Okay, which we have each, so we can refer to them inshallah at some point. So he says after this, and this is not وليس ذلك واقع البتة في المنهج السلفي إذ السلفية تعني الإسلام المصطفى من رواسب الحضارات القديمة وموروثات الفرق العديدة بكماله وشموله كتابا وسنة بفهم السلف الممدوحين بنصوص الكتاب والسنة. So there is no basis for this at all in the Salafi manhaj, as what this Al-Buti claims. Because the Salafiyya means Islam, which is purified from the traces of old civilizations, and what has been inherited from the different parties, the Islam, which is complete and encompassing the understanding of the book and the Sunnah according to the Salaf, who are praised by the texts of the book and the Sunnah. Who are the Salaf now again? The Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So when we say Salaf, we mean the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and their true followers come with them, but they are the Salaf. The Sahaba are our Salaf. And it doesn't mean our Salaf any those who preceded us in time, because those who preceded us in time are So those who preceded us in time, some of them were good, some of them were bad. But those who are praised by the texts of the book and by the text, by the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And so these are the Salaf, and anyone who follows them in a good way can be appended to them. But it's like an appendix. So if you have a book and you say, I have an appendix at the end of the book, so if you say what is the book, you don't say it is the appendix. You say it is the main text, and the appendix can be appended to it as part, supplementary part. But this is not the basic part. The basic part are the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So they are the Salaf. And anyone who comes after them following their way is part of them. But he is not the basis. He is the supplement or the appended one to them. And when a person or a group is attributed to the Salafiyya, as Shaykh Islam Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, that this madhab of the Salaf la yakunu illa haqqa, cannot be but right. But this is the madhab of the Salaf, which means the madhab of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So it's not the madhab of anybody who says, I am on the madhab of the Salaf, and then he may take as 1% of the mother of the Salaf, and then does everything else different from the mother of the Salaf. So it is, it would be a harm and a blemishing or a belittling of the madhab of the Salaf to say that I am on the manhaj of the Salaf, or I am a Salafi, which means the same, but in my actions I show that I am totally away from the manhaj of the Salaf or the way of the Salaf radiallahu anhum, who are the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So this needs to be well understood, and therefore those who are praised by the text of the book and the sunnah, we know who they are. They are the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and then those who follow them in a good way. وهذا الظن إنما صنعته أوهام قوم نفر من هذه الكلمة الطيبة المباركة التي أصلها ضارب في جذور تاريخ هذه الأمة حتى تلتقي بالصدر الأول حتى زعموا. Now he's saying this thought, which is the thought that we mentioned from people like Muhammad Saeed Ramadan al-Buti, this thought is only made or was only made by the imagination of some people who disliked this blessed word that has roots going deep in the history of this ummah, as we saw from the statements of Al-Bukhari and the Tabi'een before him and so on, until it reaches al-Sadr al-Awwal, حتى تلتقي بالصدر الأول, until it reaches or meets with the first generation or the first group of Muslims, until they claim, those people who have these thoughts, أن هذه الكلمة وليدة حركة الإصلاح التي حمل لواءها كل من جمال الدين الأفغاني ومحمد عبده أيام الاحتلال الإنجليزي لمصر. They even claim, some of them, that this word, which means Salaf or Salafiyya or things like that, is a made up word, or it was born as from the movement of reformation, or the reformation movement that was or whose banner was carried by Jamaluddin Afghani and Muhammad Abdu during the days of the English occupation or colonization to Egypt. Now here he is referring to that, or explaining this a little further, in case you have not heard of Jamaluddin Afghani and Muhammad Abdu. He says there are a number of points to indicate. الحركة التي تبناها جمالدين الأفغاني ومحمد عبدو ليست سلفية وإنما عقلية وإنما هي عقلية خلقية حيث جعل العقل هو الآمر والناهي على النقل. الآمر والناهي على النقل. The movement that was carried or established by جمالدين الأفغاني ومحمد عبدو, it's not a Salafi movement, even though sometimes they link people in our time or a little before, they link the current, our days, today's Salafiyya to that. He says it is not Salafiyya, it is a mind based or an intellect based Khalafi movement, because they made the mind as the one, or the intellect as the one who gives command and prohibitions over the naql, over the texts of the book and the sunnah. And again, also ظهرت دراسات كثيرة حول حقيقة. I'll just translate because we only have a few minutes left to save time. There have been many studies about Al-Afghani and that he had دوافع, he had reasons to push him to the thing that made him do what he did or said, توقي شبها كثيرا حول الرجل, that threw or cast many doubts about around this man, making anyone who reads about his seerah very careful about him. Al-Afghani, some of them say that is he the one that they say he has Jewish mother or father or something like that?
His name was not
Yeah, his line is not clear, his lineage, his connections, many things. Yeah. And third, أكدت الحقائق التاريخية ارتباط الشيخ محمد عبد بن ماسونية. The historical evidence proves the connection of Sheikh Muhammad Abdu with Masons, the Freemasons. And he apologized about that, saying that he was لأنه خدع بها ولم يعلم حقيقتها, that he was cheated or deceived by it and he did not know its reality. And fourth, إن ربط السلفية بحركة الأفران محمد عبد اتهام الله ولو من طرف خفي بما رمي به هؤلاء من ارتباطات مشبوهة ودوافع غامضة. When the people connect the Salafiyya with those two people, it's like trying to accuse it of things that those two are accused of. When we noted that the Salafiyya, in its pure, clear, true meaning, is actually the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu and their true followers. وقائل هذا الوهم أو ناقله يجعل تاريخ هذه الكلمة الموصولة بالسلف الصالح معنى واشتقاقا وزمانا. فلقد كان أهل العلم الأولون يصفون كل متبع لفهم الصحابة رضي الله عنهم في العقيدة والمنهج بأنه سلفي. This doubt, the one who brings this doubt or conveys misunderstands or ignores the history of this word that is related to the Salaf, the righteous Salaf, both in meaning and derivation and time. In meaning, derivation and time. Because the early scholars, ulama of Islam, used to describe every follower of the understanding of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in Aqidah and Manhaj as being a Salafi, on the Salaf, on the way of the Salaf. So for example, the Mu'arrikh al-Islam al-Hafaza al-Hafiz al-Imam al-Zahabi yanqilu maqulat al-Hafiz al-Dara Qutni ma shay'un أبغض إلي من علم الكلام, ثم يقول لم يدخل الرجل أبدا في علم الكلام ولا الجدال ولا خاض في ذلك بل كان سلفيا. Which means this is the last of this chapter, good. Which means he is reporting Imam al-Hafiz al-Zahabi reports from Imam al-Hafiz al-Dharqutni, who was one of the strong nuqads or Naqid, those who evaluated the narrators of hadith and who made judgments on the authenticity of the hadith. He said, there is nothing I hate more than ilm al-kalam, the knowledge of arguments, of, as you said earlier, that
theological rhetoric.
No. Okay, that's good to know. Rhetoric. Okay, inshallah. So the people who base their arguments on the philosophy, right? On the Greek philosophy. So he says, nothing is more hate to me than this. And then he used to say, never did this man, talking about a certain man in his and his narrations, never did this man ever enter into the study of al-kalam, ilm al-kalam, which is what you heard its meaning just now, wala al-jidal, nor arguments, wala khada fi dhalik, he did not involve himself in that, bal kana salafiyya, rather he was a salafi, which means he was on the way of the salaf, radiallahu anhu. So we stop here inshaAllah, and this finishes the definition of who are the salaf, as-salih. Next week, inshallah, the next chapter will be about the virtue of the Salaf al-Salih, the virtue of the Salaf al-Salih. So, inshallah, we discuss this. As usual. After 8:30? No, there is Sheikh Mujahid after Isha. And inshallah, people will get used to that, inshallah. But today, because the time just changed, right? I mean, they changed the time of prayer today. I think many people will not know that. Yeah. Maybe we should delay it at like 5 minutes or that. Because usually people always come miss the first day. No, I asked to be. They only made it last night. Yeah. 8:10. Yeah. Does anybody give adhan? I don't think anybody gave adhan. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, I should have had a suffer that's weird.